BBC News. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally declared victory in the battle to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Mr. al-Abadi paid tribute to the Iraqi soldiers in the battlefield, who he said had liberated Mosul. Germany has accused China's security services of controlling the cancer treatment of the Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo, not his doctors. The criticism came after a surveillance video of a German physician's visit to examine Mr. Liu was released to the media. An investigation into allegations of money laundering by the Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has found a significant disparity between his family's declared sources of income and the amount of wealth they've amassed. The Sharifs have strongly denied any wrongdoing. Six Hindu pilgrims, five of them women, have been killed in a militant attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, the country's only Muslim-majority state. A police source in Kashmir told the BBC the attack didn't appear to be aimed at the pilgrims who were in a bus, but they were caught in crossfire. The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Kuwait for talks aimed at resolving the crisis triggered by Saudi Arabia's decision, backed by some Arab allies, to break links with Qatar. Qatar has rejected 13 demands placed upon it, including weakening its ties with Iran. The UN team in Sudan says it hopes the United States will make a positive decision on removing American sanctions against the country. President Trump is due to decide on Wednesday whether to permanently remove sanctions, which were suspended by President Obama in January. The Missionaries of Charity, the Order of Nuns founded by St. Teresa of Calcutta, have trademarked their famous blue-edged white sari. It's said that Mother Teresa bought the original blue and white sari from a Calcutta market in 1948. BBC News.